John Coltrane here on Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. As we turn now to another theory put forward by the film Loose Change, is that the fire caused by the airplane crashes wasn't actually hot enough to melt steel and cause the Twin Towers at the World Trade Center to collapse.
Hyman Brown, civil engineering professor and the World Trade Center's construction manager. It was overdesigned to withstand almost anything, including hurricanes, high winds, bombings, and an airplane hitting it. Although the buildings were designed to withstand a 150-year storm and the impact of a Boeing 707, jet fuel burning at 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit weakened the steel. Kevin Ryan, Underwriters Laboratories, in a letter to Frank Gale of the National Institute of Standards and Technology. We know that the steel components were certified to ASTM E119. The time temperature curves for this standard require the samples to be exposed to temperatures around 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit for several hours, and as we all agree, the steel applied met those specifications. Additionally, I think we can all agree that even unfireproof steel will not melt until reaching red-hot temperatures of nearly 3,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Why Dr. Brown would imply that 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit would melt the high-grade steel used in those buildings makes no sense at all. This story just does not add up. If steel from those buildings did soften or melt, I'm sure we can all agree that this was certainly not due to jet fuel fires of any kind, let alone the briefly burning fires in those towers. Ryan's statements directly contradict statements from other experts claiming that 2,000-degree heat inside the World Trade Center caused the towers to collapse. As such, days after writing this letter, Kevin Ryan was fired from his position. Not even the experts agree with each other. So what else could have caused the Twin Towers and Building 7 to collapse?
10 o'clock Eastern Time this morning, just collapsing on itself.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed.
We have no idea what caused this.
Almost looks like one of those planned implosions.
As if a demolition team set off, when you see the old demolitions of these old buildings, it pulled it down on itself and it is not there anymore.
If you wish to bring anybody who's ever watched a building being demolished on purpose knows that if you're going to do this, you have to get at the under infrastructure of a building and bring it down.
We heard another explosion, and I'm assuming that's the one that came from the lower level, since there were two, and I said,
right, because it was like 18 minutes apart.
Well, this is, the first explosion, then there was a second explosion in the same building. There were two explosions.
Okay.
There. Federal agencies that were down there do believe that there was some sort of explosive device somewhere else besides the planes hitting.
NBC's Pat Dawson is close to the scene of that attack. Pat?
Just moments ago, I spoke to the chief of safety for the New York City Fire Department. Chief Albert Turry, he received word of the possibility of a secondary device, that is another bomb going off. He tried to get his men out as quickly as he could, but he said that there was another explosion which took place. And then an hour after the first hit here, with the first crash that took place, he said, there was another explosion that took place in one of the towers here. He thinks that there were actually devices that were planted in the building. The second device, he thinks, he speculates, was probably planted in the building.
An excerpt of the film Loose Change, and as we broadcast today, at this time in the live broadcast, it's the time of the first plane hitting the first tower of the World Trade Center. Jim Meggs, the editor-in-chief of Popular Mechanics, your response to this aspect
Change. That clip is interesting. It's built largely around the testimony of a guy named Kevin Ryan from Underwriters Laboratories. In fact, it turns out his expertise was testing water. He wasn't involved in steel at all. This fact has been widely known, and yet for quite some time, and even a lot of other conspiracy theorists have backed away from that, and yet it's in the film, and it looks so convincing when you see it if you don't take the time to go back and do the background research. And if you notice, so many of the clips in that section come from the day of, the day after, and it ends, along the way, Dylan, you say something like, even the experts don't agree. In fact, the experts do agree. The collapse of the World Trade Center is the most intensively studied engineering failure in world history, and thousands of pages of reports, experts, some affiliated with various branches of government, major engineering schools. There's no indication in any of that work to support any of these ideas of demolition or anything like that. And the things that are cited tend to be experts who, on close investigation, turn out to have no expertise, or first impressions of people on the scene who, of course, heard all kinds of horrible noises and confusing, terrible things in the chaos of that day.
Jason Berman.
Well, real quick, I just want to jump in and say that Kevin Ryan has been open about his statement. He's always been public about the fact that he worked for the, I don't remember the exact name, but it was a subdivision of Underwriters Laboratories, which did water testing. But it was the fact that he got the word from his higher ups that they actually had certified the steel. And I mean, his science still adds up.
In fact, Underwriter Laboratory does not certify structural steel.
Oh, okay.
I would disagree with that. But aside from the hundreds of witnesses' accounts of bombs going off in the building, I would just like to go to the official version. They're saying that the intense heat from the impact holes was so intense that it weakened the steel, causing it to do a pancake collapse on top of itself. This is simply a lie. We know 2 minutes before the first building, which was struck second and burned for less time, we had firefighters in the impact zone saying that they could knock down the fires with two hand lines. Now, I ask you, can human beings stand in 1,500 degree temperature, 1,200 degree temperature, 600 degree temperature? The answer is no, they cannot.
Jason, I think it's telling that every time you disagree with something, you call the people a liar.
I'm not calling anybody a liar, sir. I'm calling you a liar because you are a liar. These people were not lying. They knew they could knock down this fire. They radioed down. They said they could knock it down with two hand lines. And literally less than 2 minutes later, the building imploded on itself. And what you won't see in the clip there, but you can see at cloosechange.com, again for free, are the isolated blast points 20, 40, and 60 floors below this supposed pancake collapse. And these are blast points. These are not pressure coming from air. And doubt me, because if you watch the first plane hitting the building, the only video of it, you actually see one of these blast points go off 20 stories above that impact, and they try to say that the building is blown out on the bottom level, first floor, right? First of all, the World Trade Center goes into the Port Authority. So why did it go 1,300 feet down the elevator shafts, decide to explode in the bottom level, leave no fire marks? I mean, it literally knocked off 15-foot panels marble and left no burn marks. Marble, when you put fire on it, begins to turn yellow and brown rapidly. Look at the video of it.